I hope that the course has been interesting. Great to see you here. You're almost done.
Remember when in the beginning of this course, me and Panu did some arguments related to the contents of this course. I argued that humans are the least threatened species on Earth. Now that you have gotten familiar with the species assessment methods, what do you think? Is my argument a well-reasoned one? And Panu, what do you think?
Well, we humans are a widely spread species and there's not any kind of imminent threat on our existence. So we are clearly a least concerned species. On the other hand, there's, for example, some invertebrates that would most likely do fine even in conditions where we would heavily suffer.
Yeah, that's true. Indeed, for example, cockroaches would survive a nuclear winter, and then we have tardigrades or water bears that do just fine even though they would be sent to space. Panu, what was your argument?
Well, I argued that this course will give you tools to understand endangerment and also to act to stop it.
Very hard to say anything against that one, I guess. But if you disagree, that means that we have done a bad job.
Now you are in the end of the first Nature Under Threat course. Please double check that you have done all the course tasks. And after that, you can ask me to give you the well-deserved grades.
And remember that there is a second Nature Under Threat course that you can also attend to. In the second course, we will dig even deeper into the threat assessment methods, practices, and how the information contained in the red lists is applied in conservation.
See you there.